Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that is found in the law of the Spirit of life and truth that comes to us through the Spirit that has set us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God, led by the Spirit and fulfilling all your requirements step by step in tune with you. As your word says so beautiful, creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed so that creation can come out of the bondage into the glorious liberty that we as children of God experience by you. Thank you, Father. We heirs of you and co-heirs with you, Jesus, through the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 to 12. The scripture says, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all his lovers. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us.
Hallelujah. Just summing up these beautiful scriptures in that there. What no eye has seen or ears heard or heart has imagined, God has prepared for his children, his lovers, his sons led by the Spirit. And then he goes on and he now reveals it to us by his Spirit, because his Spirit has the very thoughts of God. The Spirit of God knows everything that God knows. They rule together, they family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the Spirit has all God's understanding, God's wisdom, God's power in what needs to happen here on planet Earth for the believers, for the sons of God, for the people that has turned away from darkness to the light. And then it goes on more than that. So he knows the very purposes of God in restoring, setting free, bringing about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and then so beautifully. And we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit, the same Spirit, so as to know what's freely been given to us, very specific us. We have got a unique purpose. We have got a unique destiny. And it's actually a predestined purpose, a predestined destiny that we find in walking in tune with the Lord, through walking in tune with the Spirit, through loving the Word, the Scriptures. And a wonderful chapter that opens us up to us so beautifully is Romans chapter 8. But I just want to say, there is no Romans chapter 8 for us, the glorious liberty there, if we don't, like Paul, in the end of Romans 7, come to that place of saying, who will rescue me from the sins of the flesh? And then praise God for Jesus Christ. And that is the turning point then, to enter the kingdom, be born again, and then receive the Spirit. And then you've got the wonderful, the scriptures you need to take hold of in Romans 8. This is for the believer. The law of the Spirit of life sets us free. Amen. It brings freedom. It sets us free from the deception, the law of sin and death. Because God done what the law could not do by sending Jesus to deal with sin so we can have the righteousness of God and be led by the Spirit. That's the big key. And then I quoted just roughly, paraphrasing my own words, verses 2 to 4. And then you go to verse 9. And there it points out specifically, if you haven't got the Spirit, you are not of him. So we need to have the Spirit. And then verse 11, that Spirit will then quicken our mortal bodies. Why? Because it comes in. We are temples of the living God. His Spirit is one with our spirit. It quickens our soul. and then it quickens our mortal bodies. And then verses 13 to 14, those that are led by the Spirit, they put to death the evil in our soul and in our body. So being led by the Spirit is so important. Why? Because we're waking up to truth, and truth deals with the lies in the soul and in the attitudes and the actions of body. And then 16 to 17, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. And then so beautifully, this is what creation is waiting for. These sons that are in the Spirit, knowing the truth, and the truth is setting them free. And it's the whole creation is all that God has made, longs eagerly for the sons of God so they can come out into their true purpose, into the freedom of the children of the living God. So there you've got just a rough summary, guys. But bottom line, just look to Jesus, listen to Jesus, walk with Jesus through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.